Identity Crisis in African Studies. Introduction. The concept of identity crisis within the field of African studies arises from the historical, cultural, and socio-political context of African people and those of African descent. An identity crisis can be understood as a period of uncertainty and confusion in which individuals struggle to define themselves and their place in the world. In the African context, this crisis is often exacerbated by the legacies of colonialism, globalization, and the ongoing impact of systemic racism. This overview will explore the historical roots of identity crisis in Africa, the theoretical frameworks that inform this discourse, and contemporary discussions surrounding identity formation and crisis in the African context. Historical context. The roots of identity crisis in Africa can be traced back to the colonial period, during which European powers imposed foreign systems of governance, culture, and religion on African societies. This imposition disrupted traditional identity structures and led to profound alienation from indigenous cultures and practices. The colonial experience not only undermined local identities, but also introduced a hierarchy of cultures that privilege Western norms and values. Chinua Achebe's novel, Things Fall Apart, serves as a poignant illustration of this identity crisis. The protagonist, Okonkwo, embodies the struggle between traditional Igbo culture and the encroaching influence of British colonialism. Theoretical frameworks. Understanding identity crisis in African studies require the application of various theoretical frameworks that highlight the interplay of culture, history, and social dynamics. 1. Postcolonial theory. This framework examines the effects of colonialism on identity formation and cultural practices. Postcolonial theorists like Edward Said and Homi Bhabha have explored how colonial narratives have shaped perceptions of self and other. The concept of hybridity, introduced by Bhabha, is particularly relevant in understanding how individuals navigate multiple identities in a post-colonial context, often leading to feelings of dislocation and confusion. Hybridity allows for the blending of cultures, but it can also create a sense of not fully belonging to any one identity. 2. Cultural identity theory. This theory, articulated by scholars such as Stuart Hall, emphasizes the fluidity of identity and the ways in which cultural factors influence self-perception. Hall posits that identity is not fixed, but rather constructed through cultural practices and social interactions. 3. Intersectionality. Introduced by Kimberly Crenshaw, intersectionality is a critical analytical tool that examines how various social identities, such as race, gender, class, and sexuality, intersect to shape experiences of oppression and privilege. In the African context, intersectionality helps to illuminate how different identities can compound the effects of colonial legacies and systemic inequalities, contributing to identity crisis. 4. Afrocentricity. This theoretical framework emphasizes the importance of African cultural perspectives in understanding identity. Afrocentricity seeks to center African experiences and values in discussions of identity, challenging Eurocentric narratives that have historically marginalized African voices. By reclaiming African cultural heritage, individuals can navigate their identities with a greater sense of agency and authenticity. Afrocentricity encourages individuals to look to their own cultural histories as a source of strength and identities. Contemporary discussions. In contemporary African studies, discussions surrounding identity crises are increasingly focused on the lived experiences of individuals and communities. Key themes include cultural reclamation. Many contemporary African writers and artists are engaged in efforts to reclaim and celebrate indigenous cultures such as means of addressing identity crisis. This reclamation often involves revisiting traditional practices, languages, and histories that were suppressed during colonial rule. By embracing cultural heritage, individuals can forge a more coherent sense of identity that resists. Globalization and identity. The forces of globalization have further complicated identity formation in Africa. As individuals are exposed to global cultures and ideas, they often experience tensions between local traditions and global influences. This can lead to hybrid identities that reflect both local and global elements, resulting in a complex interplay of belonging and alienation. The challenge lies in balancing these influences while maintaining a sense of cultural integrity. Youth and identity. The younger generation in Africa faces unique challenges related to identity as they navigate the legacies of colonialism alongside modern global influences. Issues such as immigration, urbanization, and access to technology have transformed how young Africans perceive themselves and their identities. The rise of social media has also created new platforms for self-expression and identity exploration, allowing for diverse representations of African identities. Mental health and identity crisis. The psychological impact of identity crisis is an important area of study within African studies. Many individuals experience mental health challenges as a result of their struggles with identity, particularly in the context of societal pressures and expectations. Conclusion. The exploration of identity crisis in African studies is a vital area of inquiry that highlights the complexities of race, culture, and history. By examining the historical roots, theoretical frameworks, and contemporary discussions surrounding identity formations, scholars can better understand the challenges faced by individuals and communities in navigating their identities. Recognizing the impact of colonial legacies, globalization, and cultural reclamation is essential for addressing the ongoing identity crisis experienced by many Africans today.